Although the EPA is responsible for enforcement of national environmental laws, in most cases it assigns much of that authority to the states. Already, 44 state environmental agencies act as the enforcement agency for the EPA. Now, in its fiscal year 2002 budget, the Environmental Protection Agency's administrator, Christy Todd Whitman, proposes cutting the agency's staff and giving more money to the states to enforce environmental laws. This move would only shift a little more of that burden to the states. Some members of Congress have been pushing for shifting many of the federal government's enforcement duties to the state level, arguing that the people at the state level are more attuned to the effects that strictly enforcing regulatory laws can have on the local economy. The EPA has found that's sometimes true, but in considering the economic impact, the state regulators don't always enforce the law the way the EPA wants it to be done, and that can be bad for the environment. Eileen McMahon is with the EPA's Office of the Inspector General.
We have, going back to 1996, been doing reviews and evaluations of different areas of enforcement, air enforcement, water enforcement, other enforcement, and have found certainly cases where the states could be doing a better job.
In a report released just last month, the EPA's Inspector General found that some states have great records at enforcing environmental laws, but in many other cases, states have simply looked the other way.
We found that states' concerns over regulating small and economically vital businesses and industries had an impact on whether or not they were effectively deterring noncompliance.
Some environmental groups are not surprised by those findings. Elliot Negin is with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says he wouldn't expect much good to come from letting states take more responsibility for enforcing environmental laws.
Well, it's going to open up a whole can of worms. Many states have really pretty bad track records when it comes to upholding environmental laws. And the state politicians are unfortunately sometimes too close to the polluters through campaign contributions and whatnot.
Despite those concerns, some members of Congress feel the U.S. EPA has been too aggressive in its application of environmental laws, and that shifting more of the enforcement authority to the states would bring a certain measure of common sense to the process. As the two sides argue about the merits of enforcing environmental laws at the federal level or at the state level, one government office says no decision should be made at all just yet. The General Accounting Office says the states and the EPA should take stock of how things are working now. The GAO just released a report that finds cutting staff at the federal level and shifting resources to the state level, in other words, just what EPA Administrator Christy Todd Whitman is proposing, is premature. John Stevenson is the Director of Natural Resources and Environment for the GAO. He says the EPA has no idea how many people it takes to properly enforce the law because its workforce plan is more than a decade old.
And so that's basic information that you would need to determine, number one, how many enforcement personnel the states might need, and number two, how many personnel EPA headquarters might need to oversee the states.
The GAO's Stevenson says until some kind of workforce assessment is done, there's little point in debating whether the EPA or the states are better suited to enforce environmental laws.
The shift in authority, as you know, is an ongoing debate in the Congress, and we feel like that there needs to be this basic workforce analysis done before either side is in a position to support their relative positions.
The EPA agrees with the General Accounting Office's findings, but it's unclear whether there's enough time to assess the agency's and the state's workforce needs before Congress approves the budget that could shift some of the enforcement authority to the states. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.